Hi, this is Bob Rush, and I'm a producer and actor with First Look Buffalo Stage Productions.
It's going to be a busy start to 2020 for Bob Rush as he works to put together the first show for First Stage Buffalo Productions, Cops and Friends of Cops, on stage at the Elmwood Theater Lofts starting January 10th. In addition to discussing the show, Bob Rush outlined his acting career in Chicago and in Los Angeles, where he operated a theater company and appeared in shows like Mom and Sons of Anarchy. But it was 2 minutes from 2007 that caught our attention. In season three of It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, Bob Rush's work connected with that passionate and occasionally disturbed fan base during a fictitious tryout for the Philadelphia Eagles as Doyle McPoyle.
Hey, man, stop smoking, will you? Some of us are trying to make the team.
Are you kidding me, bro?
No.
Guy, if you think you're actually going to make the Philadelphia Eagles, then you're pathetic.
You're pathetic.
No, you're pathetic.
No,
sport.
You are.
You're pathetic.
You're pathetic.
You're the one who was pathetic.
Whatever, man. When I'm done with this tryout, you'll go back to your sad, pitiful life. And I'll be on the Eagles. And everybody in Philadelphia will know the name McPoyle.
What'd you say your name is?
McPoyle. Doyle. McPoyle.
So I got actually a very deep connection to the Philadelphia Eagles and their fans because of that show, because so many of their fans would use Doyle McPoyle as their online name. Still happening, you know, 12 years later. So I have a deep connection. They're kind of my NFC team now, you know, so especially after they beat the Patriots a couple years ago. They really became an NFC team. So, yeah.
So make that two passionate and occasionally disturbed fan bases with whom Bob Rush is connected. Now back in his hometown, he's hoping to make a connection with what he says is the East Coast premiere of Cops and Friends of Cops, written by Ron Clyer.
It gets very tense. I've seen a lot of theater in my life, and I've never seen a play with this much intensity on stage, right in your face. The theater I saw it in L.A. was very small, and it was awesome. And the theater loft on Elmwood, where we're doing the show in Elmwood Village, is only like 55, 60 seats, something like that. So
right.
It's very small. You'll be right on top of the action when you come see the play.
When it comes to police, of course, and here in the city of Buffalo, I think probably mm-hmm. just every other major city in the mm-hmm. United States, there's issues regarding the police, the police mm-hmm. in the community. What about this particular show? Does it touch on some of those issues that we hear about frequently?
It does. I want to make this very clear, though. This is definitely not an anti-cop play. Not at all. This is a play about humans and our vulnerabilities. It's about forgiveness. It's about redemption. And some of these guys just happen to be cops. It's really more of an anti-corruption play, but it doesn't beat you over the head with any kind of message.
Okay.
It's really just a great piece of entertainment and gets into more of a character study. My friends, I've had two friends, one a retired sheriff and one who's an active police officer, read the play. Both loved it.
Bob, appreciate your ambition here to
yeah.
start this up. Just talk about starting this up from scratch.
When I left L.A., I told myself I'm not doing theater anymore because I was so burnt out from running my own company. And that happens. I'm a very passionate guy, and you want to make sure everything's perfect. And it wears you out. And 10 years of doing that. But, you know, after being here for about 4 years, I'm getting the itch to start doing something. And I really haven't had time to really make a lot of connections in the local theater scene. So this is my attempt to do that. And I'm learning how to do it in Buffalo.
It's Cops and Friends of Cops.
Yep. January 10th to February 1st.
Theater Loft.
Theater Loft, Elmwood Village. Come check it out.
All right. Bob Rush, thanks for your time.
Thanks, Jay.